This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. We're talking about Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They develop, they market, they sell proprietary laboratory instruments. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Appreciate it.
I see that on November the 7th, PBI announced that Dr. Brad Young had joined the company as your senior vice president and chief commercial operator. And it looks like a very accomplished scientist and businessman. So if you can, bring us up to speed. Why him? Why now?
Great. Oh, we're so happy to have Brad come aboard. Dr. Young is a very accomplished scientist and businessman. He's got a PhD in bioscience and in biochemistry, to be specific. He's also got an MBA from Berkeley. So he's quite a fellow. I've known him for 6 years. Our chairman Jeff has known him for twice that. We've talked with him in social settings a lot. And when he decided he wanted to move back to the East Coast from San Francisco, I said, "Boy, here's an opportunity." He combines the acumen and skills and experience of a guy that's had both entrepreneurial past as well as a big pharma past. He started a company called Addison Field. He was hired away to be the CEO of another company, small startup company. But on the other side of it, he was head of market and business development for Quest Diagnostics, obviously a multi-billion dollar company, as well as head of market development for Solera, which was a billion dollar company, one of the first in personalized medicine. So he's come on board as our chief commercial officer. He's running a commercial program as well as business development. He'll be working with many of the companies out there that we believe should be and could be offering our instrumentation in a package along with their own instrumentation to let 1 + 1 = 3. Our instruments break apart the samples and get them ready to be tested, and then the other companies have analytical equipment that tests it. So it makes sense to put them together. We've tried it once. It was very successful with a company called SciEx. We had a 2-year program with SciEx. It was very successful. When it ended, we did not renew it. We wanted to look at not being exclusive, but being non-exclusive, bringing Dr. Young on board. He's now going to be meeting with 1 to 2 dozen companies that we believe could be using our instrument right up front. So very excited to have Dr. Young on board.
You know, speaking of instruments, recently you guys announced that you had achieved a major milestone in the development of your Ultra Shear technology program. What is Ultra Shear, and what kind of markets is that technology going to be able to penetrate?
Boy, that's a big question. deserves a very long answer, but I know we don't have a long time, so I'll cut it back. Ultra Shear is our third technology platform. You've been kind enough to have me on your show a number of times. Your listeners know that we have pressure cycling technology, and we have over 200 instruments. Over 300 instruments, in fact, in 200 labs around the world using pressure cycling. We also purchased a company called Barofold, and we have the preamp technology from Barofold that is being used now. But our third technology platform is Ultra Shear, and we're a pressure company, as in our name, Pressure Biosciences. We use pressure to make things happen. We're very good. We work very well under pressure, in fact, Everett. So we use pressure to solve problems. And there are a number of problems in number of industries, like in the food industry, where pressure is now being used. A lot of food that we're eating is put under pressure to kill the bacteria so that you don't have to add chemicals to keep the bacteria down to a low level or to kill the bacteria. We've developed a method called Ultra Shear technology. We combine pressure, ultra high pressure, with shearing. Shearing is cutting. So we combine pressure and cutting into a technology called Ultra Shear, where it's very useful is in anywhere, any place where you need to kill bacteria, kill viruses, kill pathogens, or in fact by shearing them, cutting them up, or in fact in areas like food and cosmetics, and in even in cannabis, where you're looking to break oil, shear oil, break oil down to very small particles. Imagine that the smaller the oil particle, the better chance it has of being absorbed by the body, whether it's through the skin in cosmetics or whether it's through ingestion, as in what's the talk of the town now? What's the big hot market? It's in cannabis and CBD.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of that, I know that you're in the instrument business, and I know that you guys are starting to reach out to different cannabis technology companies and biotech companies. That being said, you know, CBD, is that just a new application for instruments and sales? Are you guys really going to get into the CBD business?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. We are an instrument company, first and foremost. We're very good at making instruments, and all of our instruments use high pressure, and so does Ultra Shear using high pressure. Our instruments can be used in a number of fields, a number of applications. Pressure cycling is primarily used in the field of bioscience. But also we have people that are using it in cosmetics. We have groups that are using it in the food industry. Ultra Shear is a much bigger platform technology. Ultra Shear technology, again, what we're doing is we're taking material and flowing it through under high pressure through a patented valve, a shearing valve. We call it the Barrow Shear valve, with high pressure and shearing. And by doing this, we chop up that material to very small, what we call nanoparticles. And when you take something like CBD, as you know, comes out of a plant. It comes out of a plant in an oil. So it's in plant oil. When you ingest CBD plant oil, it doesn't get absorbed very well. In fact, most people in the industry believe that less than 10% of the CBD in that CBD oil is actually absorbed into your body. So you're losing all of the nutrients, all of the beneficial aspects of the CBD. So what a lot of companies are looking at now, and what some companies have tried, is to make the CBD oil water soluble. It's how do you make an oil go into water? Well, we believe we've done that, and that's what we're talking about when we talk about our working prototype of the Ultra Shear technology. We believe that we can make, by putting it through Ultra Shear, we can chop oil containing CBD down to such small particles that it should go into water. And therefore, when you ingest it, it's water soluble, and you're able to absorb the CBD from the oil and get much better beneficial effects that you're going to expect to get. So are we a cannabis company? No. Are we a tools company making instruments? Absolutely. Are we going to be able to sell this instrument into the cannabis field? We think so. We've already been in discussions with probably a dozen companies that either have contacted us or we've contacted them because they've got a problem, and we believe that we have a way to solve it. The problem they have is they want to be able to have as much of the CBD in the oil to be absorbed. They don't want to give too much, and they don't want to give too little. So they want to be more cost-effective as a manufacturer, and they want the consumer to be able to adjust the dose to what is good for them. We believe that we might be able to have the answer by shearing the oil droplets to such small particles that they will go into water. When it's ingested, it'll be absorbed, and you'll get that effect.
You know, Rick, my question for you is that big pharmaceutical companies should be scared of small cannabinoid biotech companies, and with this technology you have, is this going to be a game changer? And I even want to say the word paradigm shift.
I think if you ask, and I know you know many, many folks that are in the cannabis area, and you know many folks that are in the CBD area, and I think I heard through a grapevine you may be even going to one of the shows coming up. The bottom line is, if you ask somebody in the CBD area what's one of the biggest issues they have, it's the fact that you have to be able to try to make the CBD water-soluble so that it can be dosed out, so that it can be absorbed by the body, And the current plant oil that contains CBD is not well absorbed by the body. It's one of the major problems out there. So is this a game changer? I think anybody, any company that comes up with a good way, there's a lot of ways to make things water soluble, Everett, and some of them aren't so good. You can throw a lot of chemicals in there. You can beat it up using machines that may actually throw off some of the metal pieces from what it's using to beat it up. There's a lot of ways to make things that are so-called water-soluble. So you got to be careful. But there are also good ways. We believe that Ultra Shear is a good way. We believe that we use science. We use physics. We use pressure. We don't have to add a lot of chemicals. We don't have to do a lot of things that others might do. We believe that by using pressure and shearing through a patented valve that we can achieve what we understand the CBD market is really looking for, a good, solid, safe way to make water-soluble CBD plant oil.
My guest today is Rick Schumacher, CEO of Pressure Biosciences. Take a look at their company. You can find them on the World Wide Web under pressurebiosciences.com. You also can look them up on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 30 or 40 days and give us an update on your new instrumental technology, Ultra Shear Technology.
Be happy to do that, Everett. I always appreciate you inviting me on your show. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.